Ethiopia was high on the agenda as U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken visited neighboring Kenya. Kenyan President Uhuru Kenyatta briefed Blinken on his recent trip to Ethiopia, where he met with Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed and other officials.
I strongly believe that there is an opportunity, and more than an opportunity, an absolute necessity for all of the parties to stop, to talk, to pull back, to get humanitarian assistance to flow, and ultimately to be at a table together and negotiate through the various differences that have emerged over the past year.
The United Nations and Ethiopia's Human Rights Commission say up to 1,000 ethnic Tigrayans have been detained by security forces. All sides in the conflict have been accused of committing atrocities against civilians, and the fighting has continued despite a flurry of diplomatic activity. The African Union's envoy, former Nigerian President Olusegun Obasanjo, is talking to both Prime Minister Abiy's administration and the Tigrayan leadership, which is listed as a terrorist organization by the government. The U.S. and other international partners, as well as regional leaders, are also involved in peace efforts.
We must believe in the fortitude and the wisdom of the Ethiopian people, because in the end, these solutions will come from them. What we must do as neighbors is to support, is to counsel, is to hold hands, is to point in the right direction.
Both sides of the conflict continue to maintain a hardline position with set preconditions ahead of any negotiations. But here in Nairobi, beyond the diplomatic talk, we haven't really seen, at least publicly, any firm action on what more can be done to put pressure on them to agree to a ceasefire and possibly talks. Catherine Soy, Al Jazeera, Nairobi.